I mean, I guess the thing is, you know, you sound like a very responsible employer, Rebecca, you know, and keeps the sort of channels of communication open with your workforce. But, Andrew, when you're talking about bringing in legislation, it's a recognition of the fact that not all employers are as responsible and actually maybe taking advantage of people feeling, I've got to make sure that I look as if I'm online all the time.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen during the last year, you know, one in five companies now are using digital surveillance mechanisms or planning to do so. That means looking at their workers on their cameras on the laptops, checking what emails we're sending. The level of digital intrusion is becoming greater. And if we're to make this to work for the long term, then we need to have much more of a focus on this being a two-way conversation between workers or the workforce and their employers. And we've got to have some, you know, there's got to be a pressure on the economy or businesses to start having those conversations where, you know, we've just heard a brilliant example, but we know that's not an even experience for many, many people across the different jobs they do.
Mm. I mean, Avril Lehman, to bring you in, I would imagine over the next year and beyond that, we're going to be having lots of conversations about working from home. And, you know, if you look at it just superficially, it seems to offer a lot of great opportunities, flexibility, more family friendly, etc. But undoubtedly, it is also open to exploitation, isn't it? I mean, does that concern you?
That part of it, no, it really doesn't concern me. I think the people who will exploit this are in the minimum numbers. What bothers me is how amateur much of the leadership is, that we work a lot on leading difference. The very fact that everybody you're leading in the business is different, as you know, Rebecca was saying there about even how you choose to do a well-being day. And we need leaders to understand. And it's actually not been that long from leaders assuming everybody sitting at their desks was doing a really good piece of work. So they have to adjust to understand how you motivate people at distance. But I think the key is with the leadership, and I know there's recent research just come out about well-being, where leaders who've demonstrated care increase the well-being of their people, but they also find that their well-being goes up. So they win hands down because, of course, productivity goes up. We get better results. But there are things on both sides that... you know, I can understand why people would want litigation. There is quite a lot around already. But we as individuals need to self modify as well as we go along. I would hate somebody to tell me I couldn't look at my emails at a particular time or advise me not to, because I'm an optimist. I always assume there'll be really good stuff and I don't want to miss it. But we need to take the responsibility for knowing what's our best time, when do we work best, how are we going to do that, and having that two-way conversation with a leader who's prepared to listen, be creative and innovative, and not do the one-size-fits-all.
But it's old-fashioned. I wonder, Avril, if you're maybe talking more at a kind of senior level, that people might have more autonomy and able to organise their own lives. I'm thinking that, Andrew, you're perhaps thinking of people who are in a position whereby their workflow is very, very closely regulated. And, you know, especially when you start talking about having webcams fixed up in your own house to make sure that you don't spend too long at the loo.
Certainly. And what we've seen over the last year is that's extending across all types of roles as people, you know, management culture is really important. It's not about micromanaging people. I think that's the tendency, the invisible hand to micromanage people is what we want to avoid. Encouraging good management, working with workers is how we get to the biggest end. But also, we shouldn't lose sight of this. When people are checking their emails often, you know, the occasional time, we all do it. But increasingly, and this is what the official labour force survey statistics showed yesterday, is that more and more people are doing longer hours of what is unpaid overtime. If people are working, that needs to be recognised by their employer, and either they shouldn't be working or they should be paid for it.
But there's also the fact that, and this is where women have suffered more, they're struggling more, they're experiencing more stress and more burnout, and that's partly self-inflicted, and that's not blame. Women worry much more, they're never quite sure when they've done enough, so they'll do more and more and more. A good leader ought to be picking that up, and I know some who've gone on to people and said, get off your computer and go do something else.
Yeah, but in the absence of good leaders, do we not need some legislative framework, to give us certainty as to what is acceptable and what is not acceptable?
There's quite a lot there already. You know, ESG, that's environment, social and corporate governance, all companies over 250 have to report what they're doing, for instance, about well-being. Now, how well they're doing it is another question, but we are demanding more of companies to step up and look after their people, because we know it leads to commercial success, it leads to better returns on your money. And I do have to point out that whether you're at leadership level or you're on the factory floor, and I've worked with people on the factory floor many times, they have just as high standards. So I don't think we should make a distinction. I think, you know, people at the lower levels, as we might describe it, are just as motivated to work when they get the right encouragement and the right reward.
But nonetheless, Andrew, you are, advocating this because you are getting reports from your members that they feel too much has been asked of them.
Yeah, since we launched our campaign last week, I've been overwhelmed by the number of people coming, getting in touch saying, this is me. You know, it's been really important to work home this last year, but I feel frazzled. I can't switch off at night. And I think the difference in the world now is digital technology we have is increasing the ability to feel like you've always got to be on. There's a real pressure on many workers. If you want to get on at work, if you want to be promoted, you've got to respond to those emails. So transparency is really important, understanding and having those conversations. But this is about both individuals and groups of us. So we need some rules of this new world we live in, which enables workers to have a real voice over setting those standards alongside employers.
Well, it will be very interesting to see what kind of audience this proposal gets. Andrew, thank you very much indeed. Andrew Pakes, Prospect Research Director, who has written to the Business Secretary asking for a legal right to disconnect, and from Travelnest, Rebecca Moore, and psychologist Avril Lehmann.